As they left Pharaoh, they came upon Moses and Aaron, who were waiting to meet them. And they said to Moses and Aaron, "The Lord look upon you and judge. You have brought us into bad odor with Pharaoh and his officials, and have put a sword in their hand to kill us." Well, back in 4:31, they said they believed. The Hebrew people said they believed. But here at the first sign, the first hurdle in their life, the first time really something's gone wrong because of their belief, who do they complain to? They complain to Moses. And guess what Moses does? He says, "Oh, have faith," right? No, he says, Moses turned again to the Lord and said, "Oh Lord, why have you mistreated this people? Why did you ever send me? Since I first came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has mistreated this people, and you have done nothing to deliver your people." Remember that. Moses says to God, "You've done nothing to deliver your people," okay? Just a note there. So even though the people said they believed, obviously Moses believed, and the people said they believed in Moses, at the first sign of trouble, they had disbelief, didn't they? Why have you done this to us, right? Well, as we live through this story, chapter 7 through 12 brings us the 10 plagues. And we're not going to say that, I'm just going to lift them up. Number one was the turning the Nile River into blood, killing all the fish. The second plague was the frogs. Third was the gnats. And fourth, the flies. Fifth, the Egyptian livestock dies. Sixth, the Egyptians had boils. Seven, the thunder and hail. Eight, the locusts. Nine, the darkness. And 10, the death of all the firstborn, both livestock and human. Now, just to remind you, this is the institution of the Hebrew celebration of Passover. I mention this sometimes at communion. When the angel of death passed over the Hebrew people's homes that had lamb's blood on the door. Okay? So we have all these plagues that are taking place. And finally, after all the deaths of the firstborn children, Pharaoh let the Israelite people go. And God went in front of them. Now listen, in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Now, how would your faith be if during the day, to remind you of God's presence, there was a pillar of a cloud in front of you, and by night, a pillar of fire? I think I could be pretty strong in my faith, don't you, if I saw that there? Reassured? Yeah, that'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it? I think it'd be pretty awesome. Well, here they are with God visibly present. And what do they do when Pharaoh shows up? Anybody want to take a guess? Chapter 14, verse 10. As Pharaoh drew near, the Israelites looked back, and there were the Egyptians advancing on them. In great fear, the Israelites cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Was it..." Now wait, just pause. Pillar of fire by night. Pillar of a cloud by day. Remind you of God's presence, all right? Pharaoh starts showing up. 10 plagues have happened. All these things have happened. Pharaoh starts showing up. And they say to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us, bringing us out of Egypt? Is this not the very thing we told you in Egypt? Let us alone and let us serve the Egyptians, for it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness." Wow. Now, maybe it's easy for us sitting here to look at this and go, come on, right? What more do they want? I don't know. But we learn through this complaint that Moses takes another step in his faith. Moses has changed and become more of a leader through this test. In verse 13, Moses said to the people,